This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We are in the month of August. It's a very beautiful month. It's a very special month. This is the month where we celebrate all things women, the milestones and the things that we have achieved despite the odds that are stacked against us. And we've been doing that for centuries. Girls have been ruling for centuries. Now, welcome to a very special Capricorn FM off-air podcast. This is where I get to talk about real issues that affect women. Whether you are loved, whether you are hated or misunderstood as a woman, we usually are the subject of scrutiny by men and women. Now, the only difference about this scrutiny is that when a woman is doing it, it's called female rivalry. There's not even a term that I came across that was coined for when men are doing it. So this can be uncomfortable to talk about. And believe me, I'm not comfortable talking about it right now, because in some ways you have to then admit that you have been a victim of such kind of rivalry. Or as a woman, you are the one who took your claws out on another woman. Many women that I have spoken to have found themselves in an awkward position. They were wondering what they've done to make the other ladies in the room look at them and treat them like an outcast. I mean, I have had a woman who treated me differently because I passed and she didn't. I've had one who treated me differently and badly by giving me a call because I was supposedly in a relationship with her partner, which, by the way, was not even true. He was a friend. Now, I've been attacked as well. That is not fun. I wouldn't wish it on any other woman. But from a woman, it almost feels like a betrayal. I don't know if I'm making any sense. But I'm not going to sit here and speak as if I'm an angel, because I too have not been so sisterly in my younger years. I think for me, it came a bit with the maturity or with the growth that I have been through over the past couple of years. I mean, one of the things that saddens me every time I hear it is when another woman says, I prefer to only have male friends because girls have got too much drama, because girls, you know, talk about themselves, they steal each other's boyfriends, and girls do all of these things, but males are the best kind of friends that you can have. So that saddened me. But before we talk solutions, which we will be talking in a short while with a clinical psychologist, I want to hear a few stories from women about their encounter when it comes to, you know, female rivalry. And I must say, some of the stories that you are going to hear are a bit uncomfortable. So let's take a listen to them.
Hello, Mbureka Shkwambani. Ha! Ina! Tsameni bakoho, nyimpini. Namunwa shisati. Hey! Nifambile ngarikona. Telo koni vuya lane. Nukuma kwa shases. Shingene mutini wame. Ewa na misaji wana nikuzela. Ah nishilanza straight. Nishilwisa nishilwisa. Endo ngari bali phela mekulwa a swa mina, ani xikoti no chuisela ku ni bulavula ngofu. Ha, hi ku bulavula ntse munhu va rumela. Ku be swi handla dolo ku nsungula mpamu to ska ntsutsuma. Ni shifike to such an extent ya ku ni andle filling station ya xava petrol. Ni fika ni nghena ka ka vo, ni halatela la hansi la. Ntlweba mentshisi, loko se ntlweba mentshisi a huwelela. Sentima mentshisi lwa, loko next time ta ri tshika ri tlhongo leri la hansi, u nga ni toloveli wena. Ku sukela kwalano, a vhe a va chavise sweswo, a chavela kule va nyike na vito sweswi va rime Miss Petrol.
Wow. Yeah, man, I did say uncomfortable, and I'm not trying to make this whole thing easy, and I'm not trying to be out here painting women in a particular light, but these are the issues that are within our societies that we need to deal with. We've got another voice note coming.
Hi, Hlekani. It's funny how when you have a close friend, you know, you get so comfortable and then you start sharing the most confidential things with that friend of yours. I mean, your experiences, and 2 or 3 years down along the line, you guys happen not to be friends anymore because of whatever it is that could have happened between the two of you. That friend of yours feels that they should share those secrets that you shared with them with the next person. Now, this is where it gets interesting. You get to hear of those confidential things that you only told to that person from other people. And then you confront that friend. And then it's a whole big fight. You know, this one said this, this one said that. I did that because of that. It's terrible. It's ugly. I mean, we as women should not do that to each other. But it just seems like it's in our nature, you know, to do all these ugly things to each other. To date each other's partners, to talk about each other, to say bad things about each other behind each other's backs, and then we still look at each other and claim that we are friends and we love each other. I don't know why we do that, but it seems to be happening everywhere.
I absolutely have to say I agree with this particular voice note. Yes, those things happen, but they feel sad when they are done by a woman. It feels so sad when we as women are fighting one another. We are getting into the part where we talk about the solutions that can be out there. So there is so much literature that is available about women, how we operate, feminism, and everything that is female. And through one of the pieces that I read, and this is from one of my favorite feminist writers, her name is Virginia Woolf, it suggests that women can and do internalize patriarchal messages, that women are not strong enough to compete and capable enough as men. And this has been largely used by many as a reason, explained by so many feminists as a reason why we are sometimes so stagnant when it comes to our careers. But let's be honest, I mean, how many of us have been in a squabble or even compete with a woman for a man? How do we then explain that? I mean, I can easily say perhaps we have always been taught to do better than the girl from next door. So how do we then break the cycle? Now, that is the reason why we have invited Dr. Sino Scherer to have this conversation with us as a clinical psychologist. Maybe we can understand this behavior and try and come up with solutions that will be long-term for women and in how we relate to each other. Doctor, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So, Doc, it's usually when we have a month such as August, we celebrate the women who are doing amazing things, the women who are making a mark on the world and are just standing out. But there are deeper issues that are affecting women that are out there, and female rivalry is one of them. And when I was reading about, you know, this female rivalry, the term internalized sexism has been stated as one of the major causes of female rivalry. Now, talk to us about this and whether you agree that it is a contributing factor in female rivalry.
Well, internalized sexism certainly is and does contribute to female rivalry, but it's just one component of female rivalry.
Okay.
There's no logical explanation that I can provide as to why female rivalry exists.
Mm.
But I'm going to tap more into what we can do to prevent this, or for us to change our mindsets to it. But certainly, if we look at it, if we look at insults hurled from males to other males, they all have to do with how not to be a woman. You throw the ball like a sissy, or screw a pair of balls, etc., etc. If we look at insults that women hurl to other women, those are also insults that refer to the female gender.
Okay.
And when we compare these, we actually then find out that it's almost embedded that nobody wants to be a woman when being insulted.
Mm.
And this forms part is one element as well as to why there is this female versus female that we find in our society, as well as the fact that one of the other matters is the fact that women have been taught that there's not enough space at the top for women.
Yeah.
And this has brought about a scarcity mentality, this mentality of there can only be one, whether it is in beauty pageants, whether it is in a simple grammar test, there can only be one. And so this is imprinted, deeply embedded into our society and with our girl children. This, therefore, contributes largely to what we find.
Sure. And I like the fact that you're mentioning how we have been taught that there can only be space for one at the top, because one of the pieces that I came across was talking about how a woman is more likely to progress and do better in her career if she's in a company that is led by a man. But if a woman is in a company that is led by a woman, she is less likely to progress in whatever position she's at. How do we then explain that?
Oh, absolutely. What you're saying is 100% correct. I have witnessed this, and I have experience of such. when I was still in the corporate environment. And it stems back to this. It stems back to there can only be one. It stems back to it being imprinted in the minds of women that I am privileged. I am fortunate to be an executive at the level where I am at. Mm. It's not. We haven't as a society congratulated females enough to say that you have earned the right to be here. Instead, we use language such as you are fortunate to have made it past the glass ceiling. You are so lucky that you are there. We don't congratulate and say that you have worked hard and therefore you deserve the, you have the right to be an executive at the level where you are at. So these misconstrued messages then imprinted into the minds of a particular individual is that I'm privileged and so therefore I block off other females as opposed to helping them up because I'm privileged to be here. And so as opposed to me making room and allowing for more females to come in and for us to at least start filling up top positions, we treat females, treat each other with a mushroom mentality, with a scarcity mentality. And this is because of what they are told over and over again and what we as society narrate back to our females over and over again. And yet, indeed, the opposite of that is true, that there are more females than males, and therefore there are more positions available that females could also embrace and that they could occupy.
Yeah.
And it's not a privilege to be there. You've worked hard to be there. You deserve to be there. You have the right to be there.
Sure. So, I mean, when we talk of this kind of behavior between women, it might sound like something that is really just lighthearted, but it's a real behavior issue with long-lasting effects. How do we then break the cycle?
Breaking the cycle is when we hurl insults from one female to another female, I would say stay away from feminist insults, from gender-specific insults.
Mm.
Stop trying to sum up somebody when you have just met them. Females have this thing whereby they would sum another individual up before they've even opened their mouth. So they'll try and sum up, and then they'll try and already start categorizing and boxing the individual. Don't do that. And open yourself up to being approachable, as opposed to in your mind wondering, how did she get there? Ask her, how did you get there?
Mm.
Make it a norm to start asking questions and making it a norm to start sharing information, one woman to the other, so that they could build up a better society. And also completely eradicate the notion that there's not enough space for another female at the top of the game. Because there is.
Sure. I really do think that there is another spot. And I mean, in an ideal world, that is something that I would like to be working towards. But what should we as women be focusing more on? What should we be working towards as women? And can it be a reality?
Of course it can be a reality. And we've got to start that at competition level.
Okay.
We've got to start changing the way we say. We've got to start changing the narrative. We've got to start congratulating and also whilst congratulating, alluding and manifesting the fact that there's so much more space. So as opposed to saying that, well done to you.
Mm.
You are so privileged to be in this position. Say well done to you on your hard work and in your pursuit for justice. Make space for the other, for more females to get onto this platform. Help another sister, you know? So we've got to change the way we congratulate. We've got to change the narrative. For example, there are some slogans that say, that would always say, real women. And you find that this real woman narrative speaks of a curvy woman.
Mm.
All women are real women, whether you are curvy or whether you are not. You are a real woman.
Sure.
So there's this No, there's this continuous notion of trying to separate one woman from another by calling the one a real woman because she's curvy, and the other one is not a real woman, I'm assuming, because she's not curvy. And that is what the slogan seems to want to suggest or to print into our minds. And this, in turn, would then also bring about this segmentation and this female versus female notion that we are trying to get rid of. So we've got to talk about it more, yeah, and we've got to try and change the way we package femininity.
Absolutely. I think what you just said now just makes the slogan, I'm every woman, make sense a little bit more. Instead of saying a real woman, it is every woman. And I think, you know, you just made it make a little bit more sense. I would hear it, but not really comprehend it. Doc, thank you so much for taking the time. For those who'd like to follow you on social media, how do we do that?
It's at Dr. Sino Shearer at surgical.net, or it's just at Dr. Sino Shearer on Instagram and on Twitter. And I am available for free counseling sessions as well.
Thank you so much, Doc. So my reason for having a conversation such as this, or having a topic that speaks of female rivalry, it's not a very popular topic because it's an uncomfortable topic, but I just wanted to showcase, you know, the ins and the outs of what female rivalry really, really means. Because the true power doesn't come from rivalry. It comes from us working together. We're empowering and supporting our sisters, from us, you know, supporting our friends, our daughters, and womankind. The cards are already stacked against us. We are already made to believe that, you know, there's not enough space at the top for all of us together. Those odds are really stacked against us. But why would we want to then be the ones who stack the cards against ourselves? And I hope this conversation was enlightening.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.